Okay, Tuesday evening, Erica Nita Meyerwin's learning division of Adash Yeshurin, Shmuel Aleph, Chof Zion, Pusik Aleph, on Tuesday evening, Parshas B'Shalach. Chof Zion, Pusik Aleph, first one to get the page, please tell everybody else. Here we go. Okay, now, we have learned this capital already for a while. Chof Zion. Pasuk Aleph. We looked at this capital for a while, and we have had many, many discussions about different things going on in this capital. But we've never learned to try to read through what the words mean, because we've always gotten involved in many other things. Here we are. It says the Helika Navi, Chav Zayin, Aleph, and Shmuel. Vayomer David al Liboy. And David said to his heart, we spoke about this, El Liboy, not Bil Liboy. Atah now, Esofer Yom Echod Biyad Shol. David HaMelech says, listen, I have to leave. I have to leave. This is going all the way back to Leimor Lech Avoid Elohim Acherim. You're forcing me to leave Eretz Yisrael. I'm leaving. Atah Esofer Yom Echod Biyad Shol. Esofer means I will be destroyed in one day by Shol. He'll grab me, he'll destroy me, it's Lashon Kiloyon, according to the Metsudas Tzion. I'm going to be destroyed. Ein li toiv, there's no good for me. Ki hi moled hi moled ar Eretz Plishtim. All I can do is run away to Eretz Plishtim. Benoash mi meni shol. What does Noash mean? Like Yish, exactly. What does that mean? Yeah. Give up. And Shaul will give up. Now, the Malbim was a brilliant man. The Malbim was supposed to become the chief rabbi of New York. He was offered the position in 1875. He died shortly thereafter. He never made the trip. Who knows what America would have looked like if the Malbim would have become the Rav? You have any idea what America would have looked like? You know what America would have looked like? What the world would have looked like if the Malbim become the Rav. Now look at the Malbim, please, on Pasuk Aleph. It's hard to put into words. You know, you need a wordsmith. You know, a creative artist. You know, there are artists who use paints and artists who use charcoal. There are artists who use words. The Malbim takes apart the beauty of the Navi. Look at this Malbim, Pasuk Aleph. Atah Asafi Yomecha Biyad Shol, Ki Lav B'chol Yuma Mishrachas Nisha. Firstly, David HaMelech says, I have to leave. You can't expect the nest to happen every day. What does that mean? What does it mean you can't expect the nest to happen every day? Everybody see the Malbim? Ki Lav B'chol Yuma Mishrachas Nisha. You can't have a nest happen every day. What does that mean? You can't have this happen every day. What is the Malbim saying that David HaMelech is saying? What is he afraid of, David HaMelech? What? Yeah, because the Maisa, twice David HaMelech met up with Shaul. One time he cut off a piece of his beged. One time he got the sword. Both were miraculous things. And the Maisa, David HaMelech escaped. But you know, I don't know what's going to happen again. I can't rely on Nisim. Now, look at what David HaMelech says, please. For Gam Shoisan Lai Ness. Menachem loy mischu Yosef. What does that mean? What does menachem loy mischu Yosef mean?
He prepared merits for me.
No.
No, it's not.
Hoisin loy nes. Someone who nisim had done for him. Menachem loy mischu Yosef. What does it mean?
It's taken from his
schuz. What does that mean? Huh? Yeah. Good. What does it mean? Where? What? Where is that going to happen? Menachem loy mischu Yosef. What does it mean?
What is Menachem?
What does Menachem mean? Miss Fox over here said. What does it mean?
Just takes away from the
Zechiyos. Takes away. Menachem means to take away. Right? I don't know what the sherish of that word is. Anybody know what the sherish of the word? Menachem? Huh? No. This is Nunchof.
Nunchof, sorry.
I thought it came to the word like not get a hit, but I'm not sure what the sherish is over there. The sherish, I had this word three times in the last 24 hours in two places in Shulchan Aruch and one place here. Anyways, They deduct from his schuyos. Okay? I think it means Olam Haba. David Melch doesn't want to live a life of Nisim. It's not healthy. Always have Nisim. David Melch was afraid. You know what? I used up all my schusim because I was saved twice from Shaul. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm running away. Now look what the Malbim does to a pasuk. He takes out a scalpel and look what he does to a pasuk. First of all, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, Shaul didn't think I gathered people to kill him or to rebel. Therefore it says, V'noyash mimeni shol. Isn't that beautiful? Shmuel will give up on me. Because if I stay here in Eretz Yisrael, he won't give up on me. Number one. Number two. She'acha she'yeda shalo yimtzaini, yeshayish milavaksheni. And once he knows that he can't find me because I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, he'll give up on searching for me. And therefore it says, V'noyash shol, he'll give up on my attacking him, and he'll give up livaksheni. Oy, b'chol gul Yisrael. He won't be searching me out. Ay, av sheyal ha'ali boy leilich acharai li eretz plishtim. Maybe he'll come after me to eretz plishtim. No. V'nimladati miyado. Shaul will give up levaksheni o b'chol gvul Yisrael v'nimladati miyado. I will be saved from his hand because he knows that if I go to Eretz Plishtim, I will make a truce or a treaty with the king of Plishtim, and therefore Shaul's not going to want to come because he's afraid to start off with the Plishtim. So you see what he does to a pasuk? He takes half a pasuk and splits it into three parts. V'noyash mimeni Shaul will give up on me levaksheni o b'chol gvul Yisrael to find me in every place in Eretz Yisrael, and I will be saved from his hand. That's what the Malbim does to a pasuk. Who gave the Malbim the license to do that? How does he know that's a pshat in the pasuk? Who gave him the license? What's the answer, Ms. Fox? Who gave him the license? Hashem. You apply for a license and Hashem gives it, just in the mail, emails you. Why not? What do you think? Who gives him the license? How about knowing Kol HaTorah Kula?
I was going to say that. He's learning.
He's learning. He learned Torah to such depth. He understood with clarity what the Pesukim mean. And there are three places, or I think it's three, where the Briska dynasty said that whatever he wrote could have only been written with Ruach HaKodesh. Pretty impressive. You didn't know the Briska said that about the Malbim, did you? What he wrote was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Amazing. That also gives a person a license. Now, Vayakum David, so David gets up. Vayavah, Pasuk Beis now. Vayavahu, V'sheish Meos Ish Asherimo. He leaves with 600 men. El Ochish ben Moach Melach Gas, and he goes to Ochish ben Moach, the king of Gas. You ever travel?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Jews travel, even in the year 2015, you know what they travel with? Lots of food. Food, big concern. Why is food a big concern? Because we keep kosher, right? We're going to get food. And if you're a goy, why aren't you concerned? You can eat anywhere. Why can you eat anywhere? Because there are what? There are restaurants. Yeah, what about 100 years ago where there were no restaurants? There was no, let's go, there was no Howard Johnson's, and there was no McDonald's, and there was no Wendy's, and there was no Burger King, and there was no Chvesner, whatever they got.
There were inns.
There were inns. Huh? And what happens if you travel to a place where there were no inns?
You were hungry.
Brilliant answer, my mother-in-law. Brilliant, right? Right? Or you planned on hunting, right? Whatever else you plan on doing. There was a very big concern at one point in Jewish history. As a matter of fact, at the birth of Jewish history. What did Hashem say? excuse me, what did Hashem say? Follow me to the Midbar. Ah, he didn't say mon. Oh, no. He didn't say nothing. And we went. What's going to be with food? Wife, kids, elderly, what's going to be? So David's traveling with 600 people. 600 men. What are you going to do about food? What are you going to do about food? Logistically, isn't that incredible? Who said it? Napoleon, right?
Army travels on its stomach.
Oh, that's right. An army travels on its stomach because you can be as strong as you are. If you don't eat for 24 hours, you're not strong. If you don't eat for 48 hours, you aren't moving. If you don't eat for 72 hours, you are not finished. No supplies, nothing to do. So, what are you going to do? So, he settled in. He went to Achish ben Moach Melagas. Vayeshev David in Achish Begas. Huva Noshav Yishuveso. He and his family. They set up shop and they were living in Gas. Now, I'm not sure. I don't have an answer yet for this. David, Ushtei Noshav. David is two wives. Achinoam HaYisraelis. Avigailish is Novel HaKarmelis. And Michal is not mentioned here, even though he's already married to Michal. We have not answered that yet. But you got the show. Kivarach David Gas. It was told to show that David ran to Gas. And you know what happened? I don't know why there's an extra vav. V'lo yosaf od levaksho. What does that mean?
And he stopped. So
he stopped what?
Levaksho
to what? No, no.
Levaksho.
Huh? He stopped pursuing him. Right? Right? He stopped pursuing him. There's an extra word in the pasuk. Anybody can tell me what it is? Oh, excellent. Woo! What a night we have here. Excellent. So why did it say Ode?
Because he was doing it before.
Not bad. Well, Yosef Ode Levaksho. Kiyamaru Kiyamisayel Shem Lagas Kishom Yipo Biyodom. You know what Shaul said? That's it, perfect. I got him. David went to Gas. You know what's going to happen to Gas? They're going to kill him. Shaul said, I made it. V'zeh shom avol Yosef od levaksho v'lo ksiv v'lo Yosef levaksho ki teves od miuteris. Avol kiva loimar. But Shaul's kavana was, or the Novi's kavana is, shein apikash lahar goyoid. Amasho asa David yasum v'lech to Gas ki maspik loy mashi yasum v'asum v'zodin libo yasum v'asho zeh shom avol Yosef od levaksho. He'll get a Gas and finished. It is a very scary pshat. Shaul HaMelech said twice, Oy David, I'm sorry. Oy David, I won't do it again. Oy David, Bini, I love you. Im kol oisei avidu v'apito shasol David, im kol zeh, says the Klal Yakor, ilu loy borach, had he not run away, Shaul still would have gone after him. This is an absolute pella. Shaul HaMelech says the Klal Yakor, by virtue of the fact that the Navi put in the word oid, is telling us Shaul has not given up. David's right. Shaul has not given up. It's a pacha. Shaul has not given up. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm going to mention something to you right now. I don't know when we're going to come up with the conclusion of it. You know who Doeg was? We had Doeg already. Who was Doeg? And what did Doeg do? He cursed him. He's the one who told Shaul about what David had done to Nov, etc. Right? He was an arch enemy of David HaMelech. He was brilliant. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. We spoke about Doeg. We haven't gotten yet to Achitophel. Achitophel was also someone who was brilliant and giant and Torah, and also couldn't tolerate David. Then there was another person, Yeravam ben Nevat. Who's Yeravam ben Nevat? Who was he? Who? He became the Melech, the first Melech in Israel. Israel, right? David, Shlomo. Then it was split. Yerovam ben Nevat. Yerovam ben Nevat is the person who was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu something that no one else was told. Ani v'ata uven Yishai will be metayel in Gan Eden together. Are you familiar with that Chazal? Yes, you are. I'll tell you why you are. Because after Yerovam was told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you and David HaMelech will walk together in Gan Eden. You remember what asked? Come on, you all know. All of you know. You remember what asked Mi Barosh? You ever heard an idiomatic expression, Mi Barosh? Only men use that expression, Mi Barosh. Who's first? Who's getting the big covered? Mi Barosh. You ever heard of that? Mi Barosh is an idiomatic expression. No, because only men, women, my wife claims women are not covenant seekers. I don't know how, if I agree with her or not. Men are probably bigger covenant seekers than women. But Mi Barosh is amazing. Three people were jealous of David HaMelech. Three giants. You know what the Mishnah says about them? In Perek Chelik is the last Perek of Masechet Sanhedrin, 20 straight blot of Agadata, unbelievable Agadata. And the Gemara there speaks in the first Mishnah that the Gemara mentions, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik, the Olam Abba, that's why it's called Chelik. V'yelu She'ein Lem Chelik Olam Abba. And the following people lost their Chelik Olam Abba. Guess who? Doeg, Achitofel, Yeravam. They lost their Chelik Olam Abba. And then there was another person who fought David HaMelech. But he did not lose his chelik in Olam. He died at Tzaddik. Anybody know who? Shaul. Haloi Dover who? This fight is an unbelievable fight. We are in the midst of this fight for a long time already, right? So right here it says, which is so scary to me, that the Klei Yaakov says, Oi, they're still fighting. Shaul still wants to fight with David. For me, it's kind of incomprehensible. It's kind of incomprehensible. He's still fighting. What an unbelievable concept. He's still fighting. Unbelievable concept. Continue. So David said to Achish, "I don't want to live in the city of Gaza. Give me a city. Give me a city. Give me a Gaza. Give me a city." How like that? You ever hear anybody say to anybody else, "Give me a city"? I need a place to live. Give me a city. Paloma ba'achas orei hasode. Yidnuli makom ba'achas orei hasode ve'esh vasham, and let me reside there. Paloma yeshev avdecho bi'ir hamamlocha imach. Why should I sit with you? Rashi adds three words. Why should I sit with you? Ve'eyeh l'chol amasa. I'm a drain on you. I'm a drain on you. I'm reading a book now. I forget, it's a very strange title, a Holocaust book. There are very few left, you know, new ones coming out by survivors. Aren't there many survivors left, unfortunately, who are, and if there are, there are many of them not capable of writing books. There's a new one that came out.
You said the 70th today.
Yeah, today is the liberation of Auschwitz.
Yeah.
70 years.
By the Russians.
70 years, yeah. So somebody who's 15, he's 85 now. You know, start to write a book at 85, it's not happening so much. 85 is young, you know, many survivors are older than that. So anyway, so he said that, you know, we have no idea what it means, you know, food. We have no idea to appreciate how we live. We have no idea how to appreciate how we live. A Rebbe of mine, who lived in Lakewood, with a number of children, was a tzaddik, Rav Elie Goldschmidt Zatzal, lived on top of the mikveh, went to medical school, dropped out because he heard a Baron Cutler give a shiur in Argentina. He was so enamored that he left medical school, dropped out, and went to learn in Lakewood. He became one of the tzaddikim of Lakewood, Rav Elie Goldschmidt. And somebody once came to visit him and told him, how can you live like this? You're living in this apartment with all these kids. How do you live like this? So he took him by the hand. He told us this in Avad on Friday night. We were Americans. We thought the guy was 100% right. We thought our Rebbe was out of his mind. How do you live like this? He took the man by the hand. He took him into the bedrooms. He showed him each one of his kids has his own bed. His own bed. Then he took him and showed him the closets. Each one of his kids has clothing. Then he took him into the kitchen and he said, we have a fridge. He showed him a freezer. He showed him cupboards. We have food. What am I missing? Read about, you're saying 70 years ago? 75 years ago. Read about what it was like. This book, a detailed book about what it was. Nobody had food. Very often people slept, you know, two people in a bed. Two kids in a bed. I still remember in Crown Heights, it was a very poor family. I went to their house once on Shabbos afternoon. I couldn't forget that they had mattresses on the floor. I thought they were the poorest people in the world. 80 years ago, nobody had their own beds.
During the Depression.
Rabbi Yashar brought up 11 children. They ever see his apartment in Rabbi Yashar's house. Rav Shach said he couldn't believe how we brought everybody up in the house. It was so small. Okay, so food is a big deal. We don't appreciate it. What do you mean food? What's the problem? Go get something to eat. And I told you this before. My Zaidi, who I knew well, you know, who died after I was married with children, right? My Zaidi, he was born in 1898, said he woke up on the farm in Millis, Massachusetts, many times on the floor, and a mashulach was sleeping in his bed. We become so spoiled. There's nobody going to let a mashulach come into the house, knock on the door, 11 o'clock, and let a mashulach in. That was the way people lived. What am I supposed to do? Motels? What motels? Who has money? Who has motels? Where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to eat? Okay, so now. Why should I stay here? Ve'eya l'chol l'masa. Take a look at the Malbim, please. Pasuk Hey. Imno. Pirish, ma shehif kid ye yeshev dafka bir maluchahu. You want to sit in the capital city. Or this year, but your fate may rebel. And in the year malucha, you have soldiers to protect yourself from me. I say, no, ma sotzichei, bal tachshideni, don't suspect me. Or this year, shaplishtim yiru, or be yosei atem, shalai be yir, maluchah, zeb, bk, shit, nuli, mom, give me a place. Mokum yuchot, separate from the plishtim. Don't give me a walled city where I'll be fortified that I can attack you. Give me an open field city. I'm going to pull your food. Now look at the Metzudas David, and then we'll go right to Metzudas David on Pasuk Hey. Be'ir ha'amlocha imach. The end of the Metzudas David. You see it? Ki eya l'masa l'cha, ki yisyakru ha'mezonos bavur anshi. You know what that means? Ki yisyakru ha'mezonos bavur anshi. You see it? What does it mean? Ki eya l'masa, I'll be a burden for you. Ki yisyakru ha'mezonos bavur anshi. What does that mean? You went to college?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to college? My mother-in-law went to college. You went to college? No? Know anything about economics? No, what happens when a group of people move into a city? The price of food goes up or it goes down?
Up.
Up. Why does it go up? Demand. So, we stay here in the city, we're driving the price of food up. The price of food skyrockets. Either with an influx of people or a shortage of food. Achish b'yem who has tziklag. So Achish gave him tziklag. L'chein hoz a tziklag gemalchi Yehuda yamazed. If a tziklag became a city, we spoke about this. How did tziklag, if it was in Chutzar, become a city? There was a whole shmooze about whether or not this is Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael, whatever. V'yim mispar yomim asher yoshav David b'stei plishtim. The number of days that David HaMelech stayed b'stei plishtim, yomim v'arboach hadoshim, it was 2 days and 4 months. We spoke about this at one point as well. They attacked the Geshuri, the Girzi, and the Amaleki. Gizri. They were sitting in the land near where David HaMelech was living. David smote them. He did not let a man or a woman live. He captured them, he attacked them, he killed them, he captured their belongings, and he brought some of their belongings to Achish as booty from the war. Anybody explain to me what's going on over here? Bribery. I asked you before the bribery. What was David HaMelech doing here? He was what? How do you know that that's what he was doing? Who did say? How do you know it was Shavabim? What's that? You don't know. He killed men and women, innocent men and women. Take a look at the Malbim. Miss Fox is a. I don't know. Maybe she's a Balach Ruach HaKodesh. But the Maisa, what does the Malbim say? In the middle of the pasuk, the Malbim explains, "Shehena Yoshua Sa'aretz Me'olam." They were living in this land from the time of Yoshua. Vehein Min Hashem Avamim, Miss Fox. Shekayim Bahem Mitzvos Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama. Anybody understand what the Malbim is saying? Shekayim Bahem Mitzvos Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama. What does that mean? What's the mitzvah?
But not the animals then. Shaul has to do that for the Amalek, but David doesn't have to.
What's that?
Shaul is going to kill also the animals for Amalek, but David here takes the animals and gives it to him.
What it says here. David comes along and attacks. David comes along and kills. David comes along and gives booty to Achish. What's going on over here? How could he kill people? They were the enemies of Achish. That's why he did.
That's what I said. He wanted to show Achish.
Yeah, but he wanted to show by killing Achish's enemies, right? But that's how Malbim Pirish Shaila should David Horag, the people David killed from the Zion Amim, as we just read. Even though asked the Malbim that at that moment David was not a Melech. Excuse me, not the Malbim. The Mishnah says Zov asks on the Malbim that there is no Chiev if a person is not a Melech to go ahead and kill. So why was David, who was not anointed the king yet, or not practicing king yet, why was he killing? Because Machuk Farkosav Achinuch, that even a Yachid can kill, as long as he's not going to put himself into danger. Do you understand this? Killing innocent men and women? Anybody understand what's going on? Anybody can tell me? So what happened here? David had to eat. David had to survive. Sounds pretty cruel, no? Goes out and kills men and women. What does it mean? How do you understand it? In Yiddish, Vos geht under. What's the teretz? He must have known what he was doing. That's that's like somebody asked me a question today, why? And then he said, the answer is because. Huh? Hashem said so. Okay, now you're talking. You remember what happened in my house? I told you the story about the 16-year-old girl, right? At my Seder. Remember the story? Huh? What was the story?
Why do we kill
her? She started my Seder by asking what?
Why do we kill Palestinians?
Why do we kill Palestinians? Why do we blame the Palestinians for killing us when we killed all the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael when we moved in? What's the answer to that question? I've said many times that as brilliant as he is, Mr. Dershowitz, famous Mr. Dershowitz, right? As brilliant as he is, there's no way he could debate anybody on a humanistic level. It's impossible. Unless, Rachmana Litzlan, Chas V'Sholem, a person says that there's something wrong with the Torah. If you say that whatever it says in the Torah is what we do, then how can you explain the difference between what we did and what they do? Manishtan. What's the answer, Mrs. Kost? Hashem said, very nice. What does that mean? So they say that their God also said. That's how the Seder started for me, maybe 8 years ago, 10 years ago. What's the answer? It's a brilliant question. There's only one answer to this question. And all of Judaism is based on this. You say to the Palestinian, your God said so? How do you know that? That's the only way to answer that question. Mrs. Kost, what's the answer? How do you know that? What's the Palestinian answer? Yeah, what's the Palestinian answer when you say, how do you know your God said that?
Because they know.
How do they know? Because their imam told them.
Oh.
And how does their imam know? Okay, and let's get back to how does the first imam know? Because that's what who said? How do we know that's what Muhammad said? Huh? We don't. Well, the question is, this is a very serious question, the question is that, how do they know? And you do the same thing to a Christian. How do you know what you're doing is right? Because my priest told me, him, vayta, back to who? To the Last Supper, to whatever it is. How many people were there? 2, 4, 6, 8. Where was it? In a barn, in a closed building, wherever it was, right? And how do we know? How do we know?
I've seen it.
How many people there?
A bunch.
A bunch. Right. 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60. And men, women, children total, 3 million. So how do we know that's what happened? Because 3 million people can't tell a lie to their children. Can't be. Now, if somebody will ask you, Rabbi, that's a brilliant answer. Could you please explain to me why there are only 14 million Jews in the world, and there are 1 billion Christians and 1.5 billion Muslims? That's a good question. That's a great question. How come they have so many believers and we don't? Good question. What's the answer to that question? the answer? So that there are many answers. We're not going to discuss them now. But I'll tell you very quickly. It's easier. Hashem said we're going to be Mesei Ma'ot. Whatever the terutzim are. But going back, Tadar HaMelech is now engaged in a mitzvah with Sechaya Kol Neshama, which he's allowed to do, which he does. And I say in Elohis HaSei, Habei Tabdeim Elohis Sechaya Kol Neshama, which happens to be something he's able to do, which now gives him the ability to live. So the answer is, Hashem said, we have to cleanse the land of Tumah. Now, they claim we have to cleanse the land of Rachman al son of the Yidden.
Infidels.
Says the Rebbe in here. Infidels. You know what infidels are, right? You don't know what infidels are. Please explain. The young lady to your left does not know what infidels are.
Non-believers.
The word that was used when the Crusaders, your Machshimon v'Zichron, went to Eretz Israel to kill the infidels. The infidels. So now we have a pasuk. The David HaMelech used Lo Sechayekol Neshama. Was he makir? Was he not makir? No, he had a mitzvah he had to do. It's an unbelievable concept. Unbelievable concept. He had a mitzvah. Hard for us with our American sensitivities to really appreciate and understand this. V'yoyim ha'ochish. Ochish said, Al pishatetem hayoyim. V'yoyim ha'dovet al negev Yehuda v'al negev ha'yachmeili v'al negev ha'keni. How'd you do this? How'd you get all this stuff? David said, Negev Yehuda, which intimated that he was killing Jews. He was killing Jews. For Yeshua Yishalo Yechaya David, love you guys. He didn't bring back any survivors. Lema Penya Gidu Olem Olema, because maybe they'll tell about who was really killing them. Kol Asad David, V'chol Mishpatu, Kol Yom Yishayoshim Estay Belishnim. He never brought back any survivors. Nobody ever told him what happened. V'yamein Ochish B'David, Ochish trusted David, Lema Haveshiv Ish B'yamo Yisrael. He turned on his Jewish people. He became disgusted with them. V'hoyali li Eved Olam. And David HaMelech has become my Eved. David HaMelech has become my Eved. Unbelievable. David HaMelech has become my Eved. Okay, next Tuesday night, Pesach Shem Yisbarach, we will be having Shir. I hope to be able to answer many of the questions we discussed tonight, including where is Michal? What happened to Amalek? What is this Letzachaya called Neshama that David HaMelech is doing? And what does it mean he became an Eved to Achish? Became an Eved to Achish. What an unbelievable concept. You became an Eved to Achish. Okay, thanking you all again for coming. Hatzlacha Rabbah to all of us. Kol Tov, Rabbi Yisai.
Amen.